Well, we got a couple of things. For one, how about some cool jazz? The Hampton Jazz Festival takes place in the Coliseum in Hampton, Virginia this weekend, so it's got the double benefit of being inside as well as the jazz festival. This is a great annual jazz event down in the Tidewater area of Virginia, and in a couple of weeks, they're going to be kicking off Hampton's 400th anniversary with a huge Blackbeard Pirate Festival, so stay tuned for some more information on that. But as far as the jazz festival goes, check out page 36 of Recreation News or recreationnews.com.
Ah, what's a summer without a Blackbeard Festival? Something closer to home, maybe, if you didn't feel like going out for a long drive in this heat.
Absolutely. Heritage Days takes place all this weekend at locations throughout Montgomery County. You can see everything from the real Uncle Tom's Cabin to the Sugarloaf Mountain Winery and all manner of things in between. You can check all that out at heritagemontgomery.org. It goes from noon to 4 each day, and it is free. Also, if you're a fan of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, you can see Bill Engvall in two bands at the Calvert Marine Museum in Southern Maryland this weekend on Saturday. The gates open at 5 p.m., and you can find out more about that at calvertmarinemuseum.com.
In the world of sports, the Orioles will host the Nats in Baltimore tonight. That'll be a popular game. Saturday's game time's 4:05 p.m., Sunday 1:35, and I'll bet you found some good deals for federal workers out there, Marvin.
Well, we have, and we're looking north. Hopefully, it'll be a little cooler up there. We're going to Hershey, I should say. Lancaster County helps you save on admission to Dutch Wonderland and Hershey Park. That's when you use the PADutchCountry.com website to book a two-night stay. Also, there's another great Hershey Park deal that is a getaway for $159 and includes two adult tickets, accommodations, breakfast, and a parking pass. And you can find out more about that on page 34 of Recreation News. And, of course, we don't want you to forget our great contests. We've got two of them going on this month. You can check them out and find out how to enter and win at recreationnews.com.